Well, the oil shares up nearly a quarter of a percent. Financials ending 0.3% weaker. Industrials up by 0.4%. And resources up also 0.4%. Joining me in studio to have a look at the day's market action is Maudi Lindzwane from Luhumo Investments and Liston Menkes from Envest Securities. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. Let's start off with you, Maudi. What did you think of today's markets performance?
Thanks for having us. Look, it's a positive end to what has been a very, you know, a positive month of June. We remember we had a very volatile May. So building up from those that volatility in May, I think it's a very, very positive, you know, end to June. There were some number of things that happened during the month, of course. We had, you know, some of the, you know, positives coming through around the trade talks. I think there wasn't as much you know, negative rhetorics coming through in that front, but we also had you know, the whole central banks globally coming through and becoming a lot more dovish in their stance. There's a potential that we might see the Fed cut interest rates, and those were mainly the big drivers, I think, for the markets in June. A very, very positive end to this week as well.
All right, Liston, we are leading into the G20 meeting. Everybody's looking forward to Xi and Donald Trump possibly sitting around the table and hopefully willing to reconvene the trade negotiations again. Are you optimistic at all?
I say the President of the United States, this particular occasion, is a very erratic and volatile individual. He may say, yes, we've got a deal, and actually there isn't one behind it because, you know, he's not the one who's going to do it. It's a whole group of people. And there have been difficulties already with certainly a number of countries, particularly Germany, particularly Japan, particularly China, saying, you know, we must get trades back on track in the world. Now, that is exactly not what he wants. So let's understand that he's coming in with a fair amount of rifles pointing at him. So maybe he'll say something nice.
Yeah.
Whether it will stick is another question entirely. So to answer your question, I'm not optimistic no matter what he says.
All right, Maudi, on what Liston's saying, do you then get the sense that President Trump is not necessarily in a hurry to shake hands and make nice with President Trump, given that what's going on in the U.S., the economy isn't showing really visible signs of a slowdown, and he may have a little bit more leverage to extend?
Look, I think no doubt he is starting to come under a little bit of pressure, Donald Trump, that is. That's why he would come out and start attacking the Fed, you know, saying they need to, you know, to cut interest rates and start getting involved in a number of things where it really doesn't concern him. So it's a difficult one, you know, to predict, obviously, with Donald Trump, and say at what point does he really realize that this is obviously starting to really hurt not only, you know, the U.S. economy, but it's also starting to hurt the globe as well. And it will be negative, you know, for the global economy. It's also negative for the U.S.
Yeah.
I think at some point he will look at it and say, perhaps, you know, he needs to approach it differently.
Okay. Looking back at the week, there was a number of news that could have either grabbed your attention, be it Discovery finally saying that we're ready to open our doors, or what I think might be impossible to attain, Steinhoff saying that they would like Marcus Yuster to repay all, well, salaries, bonuses, and any other incentives that he may have gotten as a result of the Steinhoff scandal. Looking at all of that, and perhaps any other news that caught your attention, Liston?
Well, I think just the, you know, the problems of companies that we, shall we say, are distressed. But particularly Steinhoff, when the auditors can't give an opinion as to whether it's a going concern, and if you actually had to build in contingent liabilities for all the cases that are against you, there's no doubt they're not a going concern. And so to get 850 million rand back, I promise you, is only a drop in the ocean compared to what they might be looking for. And just bear in mind that they sold off the KAP cap shares a little while ago. They sold them at 7 Rand. They came out with poor results.
Yeah.
So the people who bid for them and got them at 7 Rand are now looking at 5 Rand 40. I promise you, that's not a pretty picture for somebody who must have bought knowingly. So that caught my attention as being something that somebody's got to answer to his board for.
All right, Maudi, news that caught your attention this week?
Yeah, look, I think it's, well, you've touched on the Steinhoff issues. definitely, I think, go after those directors that do wrong. They need to pay, they need to fill it in their personal capacity. I mean, you could also add the municipalities that, 18 of them now are receiving a clean audit. I mean, that's a shocker. So whoever is responsible at those municipalities also needs to receive, you know, they need to actually feel it. It's about time that both from the private sector and the public sector, we begin to hold these people in their personal capacity liable. So I think that's the only time they can actually begin to see that doing wrong, it's painful.
Okay, stock picks. Liston, let's start off with you.
Well, I mentioned it earlier. It's Northam. It's a platinum miner. Mm-hmm. And I've got to put the disclaimer up front, and that is to say, if you believe in platinum, there's a whole debate about that. But they certainly are moving ahead. They gave us a trading update, and then I actually had the luxury of a visit to the Eland mine yesterday, which, again, they got at a bargain basement price. Mm. And they've now just given it the go-ahead. It's going to cost quite a bit of money to actually get it up and running. And, you know, words like, you know, stoping will only commence in 2022 is a little bit of a dampener. But I haven't seen such an enthusiastic team in mining for an awfully long time.
All right, Marty.
No, let me add on him. I'll tell you my stock pick just now. At the mining in Durban, in fact, the conversation was around how, because palladium is too expensive, you might start beginning to see a shift, the substitution back into platinum. There's also, of course, acknowledgement that it's still there excessively in supply, that perhaps we might not see a massive upside. But they're saying because palladium is expensive, there might be a switch back into platinum, which would be very interesting. And I think also if you argue that we could see that recovery in the South African economy, in other parts of the world, that industrial demand will come through. My stock pick, I'm sticking to it. Mm-hmm. This is my stock pick that I had in June. I've done pretty well on it, and I think even in July it will pay me off. Richmond.
Yeah.
They've come out. In fact, I'm not the only one buying. I see one of the directors is also buying in numbers. So that's a positive indicator as well. So, I mean, this is a company which is in the luxury business, making all the expensive watches. I think they're very, you know, resilient to some of these challenges, which is the weaker demand or the weaker economies. Mm-hmm. So they're quite resistant. And for me, that's a very defensive stocks that I'm going with.
All right, gentlemen, let's leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. That was Maudi Lanzwane from Lehumo Investments and Liston Menkes from Nvest Securities. Stock picks. Liston, let's start off with you.
Well, I mentioned it earlier. It's Northam. It's a platinum miner. Mm-hmm. And I've got to put the disclaimer up front, and that is to say, if you believe in platinum, there's a whole debate about that. But they certainly are moving ahead. They gave us a trading update, and then I actually had the luxury of a visit to the Eland mine yesterday, which, again, they got at a bargain basement price. Mm. And they've now just given it the go-ahead. It's going to cost quite a bit of money to actually get it up and running. And, you know, words like, you know, stoping will only commence in 2022 is a little bit of a dampener. But I haven't seen such an enthusiastic team in mining for an awfully long time.
All right, Marty.
No, let me add on him. I'll tell you my stock pick just now. At the mining in Durban, in fact, the conversation was around how, because palladium is too expensive, you might start beginning to see a shift, the substitution back into platinum. There's also, of course, acknowledgement that it's still there excessively in supply, that perhaps we might not see a massive upside. But they're saying because palladium is expensive, there might be a switch back into platinum, which would be very interesting. And I think also if you argue that we could see that recovery in the South African economy, in other parts of the world, that industrial demand will come through. My stock pick, I'm sticking to it. Mm-hmm. This is my stock pick that I had in June. I've done pretty well on it, and I think even in July it will pay me off. Richmond.
Yeah.
They've come out. In fact, I'm not the only one buying. I see one of the directors is also buying in numbers. So that's a positive indicator as well. So, I mean, this is a company which is in the luxury business, making all the expensive watches. I think they're very, you know, resilient to some of these challenges, which is the weaker demand or the weaker economies. Mm. So they're quite resistant, and for me, that's a very defensive stocks that I'm going with.
All right, gentlemen, let's leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. That was Maudi Lenzwane from Lehumo Investments and Liston Menkes from Envest Securities.